Welcome to the August episode of the IFRS Foundation's monthly podcast, where we look at the meeting of the International Accounting Standards Board that took place on the 28th of August. That meeting was in fact an additional meeting set up to have one specific discussion on the board's IBOR project. My name is Kristina Reitan and I'm part of the communications team at the IFRS Foundation. I'm joined today by Vice Chair of the Board, Sue Lloyd. So the IBOR project has been discussed in this podcast several times before, but perhaps you could still start with a brief recap on what it is.
Okay, sure. So as I'm sure many people listening will know, there's an ongoing reform process taking place around the world to replace interest rate benchmarks such as LIBOR, TIBOR, Euribor, basically interbank offered rates with new rates. And this is a really important reform as a sort of economic matter because interest rate benchmarks play a really important role in global financial markets. And what we've been looking at is the effect of the uncertainty about rates and the possible impact of this reform on financial reporting from an accounting perspective. So what the board's done is split our work into two phases to try and address the issues on a timely basis. The first part of the project deals with the period before contracts are amended and new rates are put into place. And the second phase of the project will look at the potential accounting implications once contracts are actually amended to reflect the replacement interest rates. So for phase one, we went out in May this year with an exposure draft where we proposed making some specific exceptions to the existing hedge accounting requirements, both in our old financial instrument standard, IAS 39, and our new financial instrument standard, IFRS 9, to deal really with some of the effects about the uncertainty around these rates in the period before rates are changed in contracts.
So before we talk about the August meeting, what happened in July?
So in July, shortly after the comment period closed, the board discussed the overall summary of feedback from the comment letters that we received on our consultation. And the staff also summarised for us some additional issues that people had raised in their comment letters about the issues that we think we'll need to be thinking about when we get to the second phase of the project. And the board decided that to help us progress the amendments as soon as possible, we'd have an additional meeting in August. I think it's only the second time in our history that we've had an August meeting. The last time was during the financial crisis, which shows how important we think it is to try and get these amendments done as soon as possible.
So that takes us to this month's meeting. What was the focus?
So at this month's meeting, we discussed the specific matters raised in the comment letters about the proposed amendments in phase one. And in particular, the staff asked the board to look at some additional matters that were raised by respondents that they thought we should address when we finalise these amendments to IFRS 9 and IAS 39. So one of the examples of the things that they suggested that we talked about at the meeting was that we provide an additional exception to the existing requirements in IFRS 9 so that we would extend the relief not only to give relief from the prospective assessments you have to do for hedge accounting, but also to give relief from the retrospective assessments for hedge accounting in IAS 39 caused by uncertainty around this interest rate reform. And the board was in a helpful mood, so we agreed to provide that additional relief. So in addition to what was in the exposure draft, the new amendments will provide a relief from the usual retrospective assessment that's required for hedges under IAS 39 for the same scope of hedges as we covered in the exposure draft and providing relief for that same period of time. We also looked at a number of other matters that were raised in the comment letters, including agreeing to simplify the disclosure requirements that come along with the exposure draft, and also to clarify the scope of the relief that we provide. And in particular, what we agreed was that not only interest rate hedges, but also foreign currency hedges, given that they have an interest rate element, would be in the scope of the relief. And finally, perhaps most importantly, the board gave the staff the green light to move on to actually draft these final amendments, which is a really important step because basically it shows that we think we've finished the deliberations and so we just now need to make the changes to the standard and publish the amendments.
And what does that mean in terms of what happens next?
So basically the staff will give us the draft words very soon. And we will publish the final amendments both to IFRS 9 and 39 as soon as we possibly can. we want this to be in place as soon as possible, particularly in time for year-end financial reporting. Also, in the other thing that we're working on is phase two of the project. One of the most important messages that we got in response to the exposure draft was that it was great that we were focusing on the phase one issues and trying to do that quickly, but that we couldn't really spend too much time waiting to start phase two because that's also urgent. So I can reassure people that the technical staff is already well progressed in looking at their analysis of the issues that we need to look at in the second phase of the project. I anticipate we'll start talking about that second phase probably at the October board meeting, where we'll look at the potential accounting implications and the areas where we might need to consider making some more amendments to the existing requirements. For those who are interested in phase two, that's now a project that's listed on our work plan. So if you sign up, you can get online alerts to what's happening on that part of the project.
Thank you. That actually brings us to the end of the August podcast. Quite a short one, given that it was only one topic to be discussed this month. Thank you, Sue. If you have any feedback on these podcasts, then please email communications@ifrs.org. And the full summary of the board's discussion on IBOR can be found in the ISB update on the IFRS Foundation's website. Thank you for listening.